Yeah, there's just a couple of things I really want to share about our trip to Cambodia. I mean, it was a fantastic time. I think the only thing I could have wished was if it was longer, but I mean, our schedule was pretty jam-packed, I think. As soon as we landed, we were at the church, we were preparing, we were 2 hours away. I think we were about 20 minutes away from our first service, and then I think they were still fixing up the sound. So, you know, it was really fun and interesting. But, you know, God really moved in that place. And I think the first night, the very first night when Pastor Nate, he was actually giving the sermon that night, he was preaching about Pray for Cambodia. And at the end of that time, we had a ministry time where, you know, he got all the people to actually just, you know, get together in one voice and just lift up a prayer and to pray for Cambodia. And I think, a lot of our team members also shared the same thing. But, you know, when we were praying with these people, I think all of us actually felt, you know, just how hungry and just how desperate these people were. I mean, these people have gone through so much, you know, in their past. I mean, just 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, the kind of atrocities they went through. You know, for a nation that faced so much devastation, these people had so much hope in them. They were praying with so much faith that God was just going to come and that he was just going to move so powerfully in the nation. And then for us, when we were praying with him, I just knew without a doubt that God was just so pleased that he was just going to come and just make this nation a great nation to, you know, in the future. And actually, before we were even there, I think one of our brothers, Will, as we were preparing for this trip, he actually felt that God was really impressing the song that was actually playing, the God of the City. And then I think, you know, the verse goes, you know, greater things are yet to come and greater things are still to be done in the city. And I think that really, really resonated with us. And I think we really saw just that while we were there. Just a couple more things. I think Pastor Nate shared about the luncheon that we were at, and myself, Marsha, Trish were able to go and to listen to Chris speak, and it was a fantastic testimony. I think he was speaking about God's plans, and he really touched the people there. And I think, if I'm not wrong, out of 98 people or so who came, these are all non-Christians, I think over 50 gave their lives to the Lord. I think 20-something. Yeah. And 20-something were more interested, so then they kind of went off and they did more ministry with them. So, God's definitely moving in that place. But just one thing that really impressed on my heart, actually, this morning when Marsha was sharing, that kind of God revealed to me, was while these guys were off in Siem Reap, you know, the four of us stayed back in Phnom Penh, and then we actually had the opportunity to visit S21, which is actually a school during the Pol Pot regime when it was converted into actually like a prison. And it was a torture chamber where they would actually take all the prisoners. Well, these aren't really prisoners, just their own people. And they would torture them and try to make them confess to doing things that they've never actually done. And, you know, it's a very intense place. It was very humbling to be in that place, I think. You know, they have all the, you know, they have the old battery they used to use to electrocute them, the beds and everything. And they had a lot of graphic photos there and whatnot. But one thing new that struck out to me this trip was that they had a series, they always have a series of photos of all the people who, you know, who were tortured and who were, you know, killed and whatnot during that time. But they actually had this one section, which I didn't realize until this year, where they actually have a lot of photos of these kids. And so I asked the pastor who was there, I was like, you know, are these also the kids who were tortured? And he actually said, no, these are actually the soldiers of the Khmer Rouge. And these kids, I mean, I kid you not, they're like 12 years old or younger. I mean, these kids look like they had no, you know, they were really young and stuff. And it was kind of, it was really sad to see that, you know, kids at such a young age can be brainwashed to do crazy things. I mean, these were the same kids who would be carrying around guns and killing people at free will and without any hesitation whatsoever. And I remember coming out of that place really kind of moved and kind of struck by how much evil was taking place during that time. But something new that God revealed to me today was that, you know, after that, we actually got to visit an orphanage. And this orphanage was actually with about 80 kids, about similar age of these kids, of the Khmer Rouge kids. And, you know, these kids, they don't have any parents. I mean, they, from what we were told, they actually live off on, like, soup 3 times a day. I mean, when we were there, actually, they got to have this meal, full meal with chicken and, like, rice and everything. And, you know, we thought, oh, you know, it can't be too bad. But apparently those are like the one-off kind of things they get. Like once in a while they would have a special dinner where they would be given this kind of food. But usually they're like just soups and whatnot. But, you know, when we got there, I mean, these kids were ecstatic. They were like laughing. They were screaming. They were just like, they wanted to just hold your hand. They want to play games with you. One girl actually got upset at me because I didn't know how to play the game. She was really wow. She just stood and looked at me. She's like, no. But you know, it was really moving for that too. And I think what God just realized, made me realize today was that, you know, what the enemy can use to kind of kill a nation, God can do something so similar to redeem a nation. And you know, I know that these kids, you know, they orphans or whatnot, but these kids are the next hope for Cambodia. And I fully believe that these guys are going to be the kids who grow up to be, you know, the movers and shakers of this nation. And you know, please keep praying for them. I think, you know, it's very fitting that we have hope as the next year's theme. I think God is continually going to move. And yeah, so please join. I think it's not going to be limited to worship team next year. So please come. Thank you.